إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we were talking about the five things that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم advised and which Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه recorded for us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest darajat in Jannah. It is the work of the Sahaba Ridwanullahi alayhim ajmain. It is their diligence, it is their integrity, it is their dedication, thanks to which we have the deen. It is because of them, because of how much effort they made in not only in listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and practicing what he taught them, but also in recording what he said. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were recorded during his time, during his lifetime, in his presence. The Sahaba would recite back to him what they had written down and he would confirm that this is what he had said. One Sahabi, one of the Kutab of Hadith, one of the Katibin, he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, sometimes you say something in anger. Sometimes you say something when you are angry. Should I also record that?" Because his reference was that sometimes we say something when we are angry, we don't really mean it. And it's not serious. We may say that because momentarily we are, you know, emotion overtakes us. So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, sometimes you say something when you are angry. Should I also record that?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "By the one in whose hand is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guards my tongue." He said, "Allah guards my speech, Allah guards my tongue. So write whatever I say." So the people who claim that the ahadith were not written at the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and that they were collected later, not only is that statement logically impossible, because if it wasn't written, how could it be collected? But otherwise, also that statement is historically completely incorrect. It's a falsehood, it's a lie. The people who are saying that are either ignorant or they are liars. The ahadith of Rasulullah were recorded during his lifetime and he confirmed them. And therefore, the zakhira, the collection of ahadith of Rasulullah is one of the four sources for the Sharia. The Ahadith of Rasulullah are also part of the divine revelation as the Quran. Nabi said, "I have been given the Quran and something else like it." And that something else like it is the explanation of the Quran, which we know as the Ahadith of Rasulullah. So this hadith where Rasulullah advised five things. The first one we mentioned yesterday, where he said, "Save yourself from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram and you will be the most pious of the people." The second thing he said is, "Be pleased with the qadr, be pleased with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be pleased with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will be the ghani among the people." Right? Allah ki taqseem se razi ho jao, to tum logo mein ghani ho jaoge. Generally, the translation of ghina or ghani is done as wealthy. But the actual meaning of ghina is to be free from want, free from need. Not necessarily wealthy, because a person who has a lot of money but who is greedy and who is worried that his money will be lost and he is living in stress, he is not ghani. He is not ghani. He is only wealthy. I mean, he's got money, but that money is not giving him any benefit. Why do you say ghina? Why do we translate ghina? Because generally the feeling is that if I have enough money, it will insulate me from anxiety. If I have enough money, then my family can live without any anxiety about their future, right? My children can be happy, I can be happy. This is the general feeling. But you know and I know that this is not reality. This is not reality, right? We know people who had, you know, unbelievable amount of wealth. And today, their own children are scratching in the dirt. So, wealth is not necessarily guarantee against anything. Ghina is the ghina of the heart. It is to become self-sufficient. It is to become completely content. Contentment is ghina. To be content with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, be pleased with the distribution of Allah and you will be the ghani among the people. As one of the shuyukh, he said that grief and sadness is the difference between what you want and what Allah wants. It's such a beautiful explanation. He said, gham kya hai? Gham, jo Allah chahte hai aur jo tum chahte hai, iske maabain jo fark hai, uska naam gham hai. तो बंदा चाहता है मुझे ये चीज़ चाहिए, मुझे नौकरी चाहिए, मुझे जो भी चाहिए. अल्लाह ये नहीं चाहते. होगा क्या? जो अल्लाह चाहते वही होगा. तो बंदा गम किया, अरे मुझे. मगर अगर रिदा बिल खदा, अगर अल्लाह की खदा से राज़ी हो जाए तो गम कोई चीज़ नहीं है. कोई गम नहीं, कोई भी गम नहीं. हम चाहते हैं कि हमारे जो अजीज़ व अकारिब हैं हमारे साथ हमेशा रहें. मगर आप भी जानते हैं, हम भी जानते हैं, हमेशा तो कोई रहता नहीं. तो हम गमगीन हुए जब वो इनका इंतकाल हो गया. हम गम में पड़े हुए, हम गमगीन हैं. मगर अगर इस अल्लाह की कदर से राज़ी आदमी हो जाए कि अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह जितने दिन आपने साथ में रखा अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह, जब जाना था जाना ही था, हमको भी जाना है, गम ख़त्म हो गया. एक सेकंड में गम खत्म हो गया. कहे का गम? कोई गम नहीं, अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन. द ग्रीफ इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन व्हाट अल्लाह वांट्स एंड व्हाट आई वांट. इफ आई वांट व्हाट अल्लाह वांट्स, देयर इज नो ग्रीफ. द एसेंस ऑफ उबूदियत, द एसेंस ऑफ बीइंग अ स्लेव इज टू वांट व्हाट अल्लाह वांट्स. If Allah asks you, what do you want? The abd of Allah will say, Ya Allah, whatever you want is what I want. We want our near and dear relatives, our families to be together, our parents always to be with us, children always to be with us, spouses always to be with us. But we know that nobody is always with anybody. So when somebody dies, we feel sad. We are completely immersed in grief. Sure, I mean, grief is part of life and for somebody's parting, there is grief. But the point is that if instead of that grief, and why is the grief? Because I wanted so-and-so to be with me, but Allah wanted something else. Allah wanted that person to be with him. So if instead of that, if I say, I want what Allah wants, so alhamdulillah, as long as Allah kept that person with me, alhamdulillah. But when Allah takes that person, I know this is yours. That person belonged to you. No, didn't belong to me anyway. This is the issue. The issue is to be pleased with the qadar of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha wa huwa al-qawiyyul aziz. In Surah Ash-Shura, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah is very gracious and kind. Latifum bi'ibadihi is gracious and kind. It also means Allah is aware of the smallest of your needs. Har cheez ke bare mein Allah bakhabar hai. Choti se choti cheez kya na ho, kyun na ho. Dil ki khwahish kyun na ho. Jo cheez aapke zaban pe abhi tak aayi bhi nahi, kyun na ho. Even if it is something in your heart, your desire, you have never even spoken about it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of this. Allahu latifum bi'ibadihi yarzuqu man yasha. Allah is very gracious and kind. He is aware of every single thing that you need. And He gives provision as he wills, to whom he wills. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. See the alphas of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, which is also what he is. قَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ, he is the almighty and the all-strong and the all-powerful. Because sometimes we feel, no, I'm losing this, losing that. Does Allah have control or doesn't He have control? Why is Allah doing this to me? Na'udhu billah. These are all things which we should never even speak. وَهُوَ الْقَوِيُّ الْعَزِيزِ. Allah says, I have the power and I am not short of power. But I am giving you as I wish. And the slave who is happy with what Allah gives will be content in his life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ هَرْثَ الْآخِرَةِ نَزِدْ لَهُ فِي هَرْثِهِ وَمَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ هَرْثَ الدُّنْيَا نُؤْتِيهِ مِنْهَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ نَصِيبٍ. Allah says, whoever desires, whoever works for the reward of the hereafter, of the akhirah, we give him an increase in his reward. So we will give him what he worked for and we will give him even more. On the other hand, whoever desires the reward of this world, meaning instead of akhirah, I mean wanting a good, something good in this life is not wrong. Because we make the dua, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana, we ask for the good in this dunya. But we are talking about this dunya vis-a-vis the akhirah. A person wants something in this life at the expense of something in the akhirah. Right? At the expense of something in the akhirah. Now this is, Allah says that whoever wants that, whoever desires the reward of this dunya instead of akhirah, we will give him whatever was written for him in this dunya anyway, and in the akhirah, he has nothing in his nasib. In his akhirah, he will get nothing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَقْدِرُ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily my Rabb enlarges and restricts the provision to whomever He pleases. But most people do not know. And then Allah said, قُلْ إِنَّ رَبِّي يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَقْدِرُ لَهُ وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُهُ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Allah said, say to them, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, truly my Rabb enlarges the provision for whom He wills of His slaves and also restricts it for whoever He wills, and whatever you spend of anything in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will replace it. Allah does not take any ihsan from anybody. He will replace it. He will give it back to you. And He is the best of providers. Finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ بَسَطَ اللَّهُ الرِّزْقَ لِعِبَادِهِ لَبَغَوْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرٍ مَا يَشَاءُ إِنَّهُ بِعِبَادِهِ خَبِيرٌ بَصِيرٌ. Allah said, and if Allah were to enlarge the provision for His slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth. If Allah gave wealth, what will you do? You will use it against Him. You will rebel in the earth. This is why the whole Quran is true. This is our yaqeen, this is our iman. But some ayat really hit you. Right? This is 100% true. This is absolutely critical. The whole of Quran is true. But this one, some ayat really hit you. If you look at people today, why are people doing things which they should not be doing? Because they have wealth. If they did not have the money, they could not do it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if Allah were to enlarge the provision for His slaves, they would surely rebel in the earth, but therefore He sends it down by measure as He wills. بِقَدَرِمْ مَا يَشَىٰ يُنَزِّلُ بِقَدَرِمْ مَا يَشَىٰ. Verily He is with in respect of His slaves, He is well aware and He sees everything in terms of benefit. Finally, the Hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O son of Adam, I want something and you want something. I desire something
and you desire something. But only what I desire occurs. Only what I want will happen. If you submit yourself to my desire, if you want what I want, meaning if you obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want what I want, I will become sufficient for you in your desire. If you want what I want, then I will become sufficient for you. I will grant you contentment and you will be happy with what I give you. But if you do not submit yourself to me, meaning if you do not obey me, if you disobey me, then I will tire you, I will exhaust you in running behind what you desire. And at the end of the day, only what I will happen. Only what I wish will happen. Same hadith in another narration. O my slave, you want and I want. But be certain, nothing will happen unless I want. If you obey me in what I want, I will give you what you want. If you don't obey me in what I want, I will make you struggle in what you want. But in the end, nothing will happen except what I want. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the tawfiq and the sense to do what He has told us to do and to be content with what He has given us and to be happy with it. Because otherwise, you are looking at a life where you will have a lot, but you will have no peace of mind. You will live in stress. Your whole life will go in chasing things and nothing will come to you. Nothing will come to you. Only what your Rabb has written will come to you. Nothing more. Make no mistake about that. You want to live content with contentment and without stress, this is in your control. And if you don't want that also is in your control. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us peace of mind by enabling us to be pleased with His qadr, to be happy with it, to be content with it, to make effort, but not stress ourselves out behind that, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has guaranteed the provision that He has given us. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.